what we like.
I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for December 3rd, 2012 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Yeah, here.
Mr. Hayman?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lutheran?
Here.
Mr. Miller?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist, and we'd like to welcome Mrs. Sharon Booker to the Clerk of Council Chair in her new role as our clerk. We wish you well, and we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
I welcome all of you to our council meeting this evening. There are agendas on the two side tables, if you haven't found them already, and if there's an item you wish to address council on or ask a question, please raise your hand when we get to that point in the agenda, and I will recognize you at the proper time. This time, we invite you to join us in the Pledge of Allegiance led by Mr. Hayman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And additions to the agenda, I'm just going to recommend that we move information item B, the letter from Republic Services, up ahead of 8A. Just that's information that was requested concerning that recycling contract. So just note that on your agendas that that item belongs up there. Also, I am anticipating some committee reports tonight, and Mrs. Westphal, with your permission, may I add a report of the Finance Committee prior to Agenda Item 7?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We'll just make it part of that. Mm-hmm. So that's a report of the Finance Committee. And Mr. Brown, I would think you'd want to say something about Agenda Item A from your Utility Committee. Is that correct? Or
well, I believe we discussed that at the last City Council meeting.
We're all set. Okay. All right. Very good. So nothing there. Any additional items, Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add a report on the Safety Committee as well.
Okay. Does that have to do with the Agenda Item 6?
You know, it does.
Let's just put that one right up there then. Okay. So we'll make a report of the Safety Committee as 6A.
Thank you.
We'll do it ahead of the ordinance. So, okay. Additional items from other members of council.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hayman.
Yeah, I'd like a report of the Annexation and Zoning Committee.
All right, we'll put that one down as 11A. Report of Annexation and Zoning Committee.
Right.
Zoning and Annexation. Excuse me.
You know, I've seen it referred to as both.
Okay. Seeing no further items from members of council. Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Moe?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, if there's no additional items, is there a motion to approve the agenda as approved?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the addition is approved, or the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on November 19th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of...
I do have a correction. Page 3, it says that we were all yays for the discussion about the temporary signs, and I was a no. I'd like to the minutes to reflect that.
For referral to the committee? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll have the clerk make that change in the official minutes. Any further items?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to move that we accept the Journal of Minutes as amended for the meeting of November 19th, 2012, of the Sylvania City Council.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on November 19th, 2012, as amended. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 5, we have Proposed Ordinance 64-2012. This is to accept the proposal of Fogelmeyer Design Group Incorporated to assist the city in identifying and preparing grants. I don't know whether, Mr. Lukey, you'd like to have Mr. Sanford say a few words or not. I know that in the conversation or the discussion the council had before, there was an assumption that we would spend this money on a regular basis, and that would not be my intention. We would call them only as needed.
Let me, Mr. Sanford can talk, but let me just point council to the second paragraph of the ordinance. I think one of the concerns that we heard around the table was that it was, the original proposal was rather broadly worded to include services where members of the Fogelmeyer group would be attending meetings for the city, and it almost it seemed on a routine basis. And I think there was two concerns. First of all, that the overall contract doesn't get out of hand, but second, that we focus their attention on the activities of securing state and federal grants, and that is the language now in the second paragraph. So I think it's a much tighter scope, and I think one that the administration and council can keep a better handle on. So Bill, I don't know beyond that, what do you want to say?
I'm all set, unless there's a specific question.
Very good. Would you like to introduce the legislation?
I would. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 64-2012. Copies have previously been made available to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Fogelmeyer Design Group Incorporated to assist the city in identifying and preparing grants, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount not to exceed $18,000 annually, waiving the second, third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 64-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 64-2012.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 64-2012. Mr. Hanum.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I expressed in the committee meeting, I think I'm perfectly happy to support Fogelmeyer on opportunities where they present us with potential grants and having them assistance in preparing those. I think there's plenty of market incentive to do that, and I don't think this contract is necessary. More importantly, if they're not willing to do that, I'm not really willing to spend the money, so I'm going to vote against this.
Well, you certainly, if I may, Mr. Mayor, I think you're certainly, I appreciate your comments, Mr. Hanum. I think it's important to say, though, that my experience with consultants is that if they take on the identification of work for themselves, it is certainly something that might happen for a while, but then as they get busier, that focus on new opportunities wanes, I think, as well. We want to be consistent in our identification of additional revenue opportunities for projects. And really, with the shrinking size of the city staff, the only way we're going to do that is to hire a consultant.
All right, very good. Any further discussion? Thank you. It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 64-2012 as an emergency measure. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Campolini?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
No.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Milner?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
The vote is 6-1. The motion passes, and ordinance 64-2012 is approved as an emergency measure. I know we've got some St. Ursula students back there, and let me tell you why we took two motions to pass that. Our charter calls for all ordinances to be read in their entirety, and that first motion was to read it by title only, and also to waive the second and third readings. so that we could just read the title once instead of the whole ordinance three times. It's because these ordinances are now available online, and Xerox copies makes it much easier, and we'd be here, as they must have been in the past, reading the ordinances in full length for three times. The second motion was to pass it in the same evening. If we have supermajority of council, five or more votes, we can pass it as an emergency measure, and the requirement to pass it at a second and a third meeting is not required. So most ordinances are passed just like that with two motions the same evening. Let's move on to agenda item six. You have proposed ordinance 65-2012 in your packets. This is to accept the proposal of statewide emergency products to purchase three police cars and two police support utility vehicles. Chief, why don't you just go over this, or this is Westfall, you safety report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Safety Committee met on November 26, 2012, and our primary agenda item was the proposed ordinance, but before I speak to that, I will share that one other issue came up in that meeting that was a focus on the firehouse, and their conversation focused on that we anticipate that there will be construction started at the current site of the existing firehouse in the spring, and we will all keep an eye on that. The primary content of the meeting, however, was focused on the police vehicles, and Chief Rodas provided a very thorough report, and I think it would be appropriate for him to maybe share a little bit of that with the committee.
If you recall, the last time we ordered police cars was back in September 2008 or 2009 police vehicles. At that time, usually we've always gone on the basis of ordering new police cars for every 3 years. When I became chief back in 2010, I indicated that I would extend, instead of buying them every 3 years, we'll extend the longevity of police cars into the fourth and fifth years, and only ordering half the cars each year on the fourth and fifth year. So I come before council today requesting appropriation of $181,645 for five new police 2013 Ford Interceptor vehicles.
Couple of questions. First off, statewide emergency products is the state term contract holder for these police vehicles.
Yes.
So that is pre-bid by the state of Ohio, and we did not need to bid these vehicles. Also a little bit different this year, it appears that your price includes not just the vehicles, but also paint lights, decals, trunk organizers, and other items. Mm-hmm. That's all built in from the supplier.
Yes, we're getting those from statewide too.
Okay.
If you recall, we usually have what are called Ford Crown Victorias vehicles. A lot of the parts off of that vehicle we cannot cannibalize onto the new 2013 Ford Interceptors. So we had to buy some new, equipment for those cars. Plus, the price has increased a little bit. You'll see. Next year, when we order the other last remaining cars, it'll be about the same price for the sedans at that time.
Thank you. And you are also, the total price is $206,645, but you are using $25,000 of another fund, an existing fund, for these. It's not just all capital.
Go ahead and offset the cost of the expenditures on the cars, yes.
All right. Very good. Any questions? It's not Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 65-2012. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of statewide emergency products with trade-ins for the purchase of three 2013 Ford Interceptor sedan police cars and two 2013 Ford Interceptor utility sport utility vehicles, appropriating $206,645,000, therefore waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 65-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 65-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 65-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 65-2012 is approved. Chief, do you have an anticipated delivery date?
It's going to be probably May, June of next year.
Okay, that's a long time to wait for a car, but...
They start making cars after the first of the year, and depends where you're on the list.
Okay, just fine. All right, move on to agenda item seven. You have in your council packets proposed ordinance 66-2012. This is the annual ordinance to make appropriations for current expenses and expenditures of the city of Sylvania. I don't think it's our intention to pass this tonight, but we wanted to have it out in public, even though you've discussed it in committee meeting last week, perhaps have a first reading of it tonight. Ask Mrs. Westfall for a report of the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee met, and in fact, all members of council were present on November 27th, 2012, to have an initial review and in-depth discussion of the 2013 budget. We agreed to have this come before council this evening as an ordinance for a first reading. One other thing that did occur at that particular meeting is there was a motion to have the mayor and council request a legislative fix by formally writing and meeting with state legislators seeking support from unincorporated jurisdictions to participate in the cost of the courts. Other than that, I think that Mr. Schreier might have some additional comments that he may want to make. Okay.
Mrs. Westfall, if I might add, there was one other line item that I think we were waiting for some community input on, which is the community funding. And a Community Relations Committee meeting has been set for next Monday at 4. All of those organizations who've requested funding from the city will have been invited to present, and we'll hear that input on next Monday and make a recommendation at our next council meeting.
Very good, thank you, Mr. Lutke.
Mr. Hanem.
Yeah, I noticed in today's paper there's some legislation pending about doing away with mayor's courts. That might be an appropriate vehicle to attach an amendment regarding our situation.
It's an interesting idea.
And I don't know whether we could maybe talk to the Ohio Municipal League or some of our presence in some of our legislators and see if that might be an opportunity.
We'll have to check the water before we do that. The Ohio Municipal League, I believe, and NOMA have been split constituencies about whether to do away with those or not.
Right.
I think there has been legislative desire to do away with those for some times, but the local jurisdictions have been hanging on to them. I will discuss this with our representative, Barbara Sears, and see what she thinks, but we've tried to put this into bills before, and you're right, this might be a very good place to put it. It's at least the same subject matter.
Right. Well, I just bring it up.
Good idea. We'll explore that. And I see that there was a memo distributed from Mr. Sanford tonight. I assume everybody got this one?
Yes.
Which has information prior to your community relations meeting next month, or next week. So very good. I would ask for a first reading of ordinance 66-2012.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce in a first reading ordinance number 66-2012. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, to make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the city of Sylvania for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2013.
That's it. That's all we need. There's no second needed. That's our, constitutes our first reading.
Second.
There is no action to be taken tonight on it, and we will bring it back hopefully for a final passage 2 weeks from tonight. Moving on to agenda item eight, you have two ordinances. These are to extend our existing refuse collection and disposal and recyclable collection and disposal contracts with Republic Services. Now, as agenda item B, there's some information about that to clarify the fact that citizens will have a choice between the 96-gallon carts and the 65-gallon carts, and Republic is going to take it upon themselves to try and figure out an accurate system to see which residences will want what size. That could be a tough one. We've also received last week a letter also requested talking about the actual physical sizes, the dimensions of these different container sizes. I can tell you that I did take it home and measured in my garage, and it's not going to fit very well, so I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do with it. And I'm not the only one that's going to have that problem, but I think we can make it work. Mr. Brown, you got any comments about it?
Before, I don't know if we should change in the legislation itself. Every place that says 96, put and or 65. I don't know if that's required or not.
Yes, it is.
So any time where it says 96 or and or, you know, 65.
Well, I don't think it's an and. I think it's an or.
Or, yeah. And then there was in 67-2012, there's one typo, the fourth line up from the bottom. It says 96-gallon cards. I think it should read carts.
And you guys are good with the 96 or 65, right?
Mr. Rasmussen is here, and he and I have discussed it, and I know Mike and he have discussed how to make the choice easier for our residents. He's talked about putting them on display at City Hall so that people can take a look at them, measure them, see how big they are, and decide which one they want. And probably because you expect about a quarter from past experience to take the smaller container, he may set it up such that if you want the smaller container, you respond, and if we don't hear from you, you get the big one. And then have a short exchange period. It's going to go past some people's busy schedules. When would you expect this to take place?
I'd probably like to get something going, and I'd like to coordinate with Kevin. And, you know, I think following any news and media announcement of the legislation, I might get a mailing list from the city, and just tell them to call our customer service department saying what their address is and if they want them 65. Otherwise, let's just keep the 96.
All right.
I do like the idea of the samples so that people can actually physically see what the containers look like.
It might be more appropriate to find a venue for displaying those other city hall. It's open more convenient hours. I think a lot of folks are still working during the day.
Well, this lobby is open 24/7.
Well, okay. And I guess that's, and it's safe, isn't it? So, I think the postcards are a good idea. We could also, I think this should become routine. I'll put it on the city website. So folks will care. I will tell you, I've had several conversations about this from older and smaller human beings, and they know who they are. They know that they want the smaller one. So I think any outreach we can make to the folks will be helpful. But you'll get calls. I think you're looking for that opportunity to have the smaller ones.
I'm somewhat confused. I thought we had talked about, Paul, that there was going to be a lot where people would pick these up. So they will be dropped off to each.
Deliver them right to each household. What I was asking for is that there might be a lot within the city
properties or something where we might settle them and distribute from that point.
Oh, okay.
Paul, what happens to the containers that we have already? Do we keep those?
Yes, they are property of payment.
Will you take them if people don't want to have them?
We can recycle them, absolutely.
All right. We'll make that known. Gentleman to your right is here from the Toledo Blade. You talked about when it makes the media, might make it tomorrow. Okay.
I wonder if there's a concise way to put it on our electronic sign.
I bet we can figure something out. It has to be not many words, but it can be select 96-gallon or 67-gallon container.
Recycle bin.
I have another question. Paul, did you say February, March? Was that the time frame we were looking?
I want to be able to probably hold the open, call it open enrollment, or the selection, maybe into the first 10 days of January, allow for snowbirds and travel. Then we get to compile the numbers, place our order, and wait for manufacturing. And it's going to take quite a part of the week to get them distributed. So I would think February through March, to give manufacturing the unknown. Certainly better.
Great. Thank you.
We're going to see a lot of these around our community, and I assume they have some standard colors. I don't know what. Maybe you already have a color that's corporate color.
With a green lid.
Okay. That's fine. We didn't want pink or something like that.
I do have a blue with a gold lid. It would be terrible.
That would be. Yeah. They come in scarlet gray.
Blue and green.
All right. Very good.
Blue and green looks pretty good.
Yep. All right. You do have two ordinances in your council packets. If you recall, part of the arrangement that's been negotiated for these carts is that there would be no price increase in 2013 for the recyclable collection or the refuse collection. But recyclable collection would go to every other week. The containers more than, the offered containers more than three times as big. As the existing container, it's covered so that the newspapers aren't going to get wet, and we won't be able to see operational savings that'll help pay off these carts by only having those trucks in our neighborhood every other week. They're not perishable. There should be no perishables going into this, so it's not going to be an odor problem or anything like that. Seems appropriate to me. We used to have a recycling pickup only every other week for a long time, and then there was such an increase in the amount that people set up, we went out to every week, and I'm happy to see it go back to every other week. It's not to limit the amount, just we have bigger containers to put it in. With that, Mr. Brown, if you're ready.
I'm ready. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 67-2012. Read by title only. Do I need to make a comment about the changes?
I would say as amended.
As amended? Okay. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Republic Services for the collection and disposal of recyclables, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a contract with Republic Services, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 67-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage ordinance 67-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 67-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 67-2012 is approved. Now on to ordinance 68-2012 for refuse collection. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance 68-2012. All members of council previous receiving copies, I read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Republic Services to provide residential curbside refuge collection and disposal, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a contract for the said refuge collections, and disposal, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance 68-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 68-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 68-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 68-2012 is approved. Agenda item 9, you have in your council packets proposed resolution 18-2012. This was an ordered resolution reappointing James Beatty as our representative to the Sage Art Board. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 18-2012. All members of council having received copies, I'll read by title only. Reappointing James Beatty to the Board of Trustees of Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, Sage Art, for a term expiring December 31st, 2015, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 18-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, resolution number 18-2012.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 18-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 18-2012 is approved and James Beatty is reappointed to the Sage Art Board. Agenda item 10, you have a notice from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control concerning, it appears to be a name change. Chief Rodas, you have any comments about this transfer at 5605 West Alexis Road?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As always, the police department conducts a records check on all parties involved. And having done that, we find no objections to the transfer of this B5-B6 liquor license from, I believe, our agenda has it from 21 West Inc. to T. Lou Inc. I think it's the opposite. It goes from T. Lou to 21 West.
And there's no address change in it either.
Yeah, it's basically just a change of names.
So corporate change or something like that?
Yeah.
All right.
We have no objections.
I would recommend that no local hearing be requested. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no local hearing be requested for the transfer of this liquor license from T. Lou Inc. to 21 West Inc.
Second.
Moved and seconded not to request a local hearing. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 11 is committee reports, and we have 11A already added to the agenda, a report of the Zoning and Annexation Committee. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a meeting of the Zoning and Annexation Committee on November 26th, and we addressed two topics. We addressed an amendment of the sign code and the Arbor Way annexation. With regard to the sign code, we had a meeting following up on our discussion from our last council meeting. As a result of that, we ultimately adopted a motion to request that the administration prepare legislation in accordance with the proposal to eliminate the temporal display limits in our current sign code, subject to the law director's concurring review in the proposed language and in anticipation of referring the matter to the Planning Commission for their input and ultimately scheduling a public hearing. That motion passed 3-1 with committee members Capellini, Lukey, and Hanum voting yes, and Mrs. Hussman voting no. We then moved on to a discussion of the Arbor Way annexation, which is an annexation which was initiated by the residents on Arbor Way, and what we discussed was their interest in particular in a number of city services, but particularly sewer service to the area, and we have, subject to the annexation, agreed to extend our current sewer utility down Arbor Way to accommodate them, and we will recover the cost of that sewer extension over a period of years through the recovery through their real estate taxes, sorry. Those costs will be assessed to those specific properties that will be benefited by the extended sewer. So that's the summary of my report.
Any questions for Mr. Hanum? Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Or agenda item 11, committee referrals?
Mr. Mayor, I just want to make sure that Mrs. Booker has or will notice the meeting of the Community Relations Committee on next month. I mentioned it earlier, but I'm not sure we specifically have noticed this yet.
That was at 4 o'clock.
That's 4 o'clock in council chambers for the purpose of reviewing community requests for funding. Thank you.
Very good. If there's no other items for this evening, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight, on Monday, December 17th.